Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
I go now to Zandile Kabine, and she is the chairperson of Girl Code, and you're running a hackathon, which is a wonderful idea. I had no idea what it is. Tell us. It's not about hacking.
Thank you for having me. No, it's definitely not about hacking into any system. So what it is just getting a group of people into one room over a period of time and asking them to build various solutions, whether it's a software solution or a hardware solution. So that's what we'll be doing. We'll be getting a bunch of female tech students and asking them to think of innovative solutions around our theme, which is technology as an enabler to solve for the UN sustainable goals.
And I just like that you're getting involved with these young women, and it's about hacking is also connected with doing something wrong, and here you're getting a whole lot of people to work together to create a website and or a game or a mobile, but that it addresses this world challenge, which is such, it makes such sense.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, with anything, there's always the good side and the bad side, right?
Yeah.
So, like you said, hacking is always like synonymous with doing something wrong and you know, maliciously getting into people's software and information. So this is just our way of trying to show the world, as well as these girls, that you can use your skills for good. You know, you can use what you've learned in varsity to actually improve your communities. We don't always have to look to the U.S. to come up with solutions that we just consume, you know?
Yeah. And there is a time zone. I mean, hacking, you always, when you see these movies of hacking, there's always a pressure and they're always, you know, taking all these stimulants. You do have a time frame on this Women's Month challenge. It's a 48-hour non-stop programming challenge. What's with that pressure time restraint?
Yeah, so, you know, part of it is also to see what you can do, you know, in a very limited space of time. We'll be like in, so we're having it in Cape Town as well, and we'll be in one room for that 48 hours, no sleep, you know, trying to come up with a solution. And really, like, the pressure is just to make sure that you really, like, focus and you build something within that 48 hours.
Wow. Now, often when you think of hacking, I think people stereotypically think of guys. This you're doing only for women and girls. I know that there are many women who are really computer skilled and savvy. Why are you focusing only on girls? I mean, your organization is called Girl Code.
Yeah, so you're right in the fact that when anyone thinks of hacking or coding or computer science, it's always a male figure, right, that comes into mind. But that stereotype is completely incorrect. There are so many women. In fact, the first woman to ever write code was a woman. So it's important for us as an organization to make sure that girls are aware that this is something that they can do. This is something that they can excel at. Because if you work in any IT department, you know, you'll find mostly males. So it's important that we start bridging the gender divide, and giving girls the skills and the confidence to see that computer science and engineering, these are the careers that we can also pursue. And that's why Girl Code, and that's why we focus mainly on females.
Now, for many hackathons, the incentive is around cash, and you know, you're bragging. Of course, the woman who wins this will have the possibility of bragging, but you got to try and attract these women to a more altruistic prize, if you like.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of, like you said, a lot of hackathons do give out cash. We used to give out cash in the past, but for us, we've seen it's, you can get money and then what? You know, usually because you're a woman, you'll go buy your shoes and nice clothes, and that's the end of it. So we've decided to stop giving away cash. And what we want to do is build a community. We want these girls to continue networking and, you know, learning from each other. So our prize this year is actually to take the winning team to Amsterdam for Women in Tech Conference, where they'll get to now collaborate and meet women globally that are doing what they're doing. And just, you know, learn from it and see what else is in the space and how we can bring that kind of innovation that's happening, you know, in the Netherlands to South Africa, and how do we start improving our own ecosystem.
I would think that that's a better prize than cash.
Yeah, exactly, right? You know, so there's so much opportunity in meeting and networking with people all over the world and just giving you cash and saying, well done.
Do a lot of women in coding a network?
I think we're starting to. In the past, it was sort of like a hidden thing where, you know, I don't know, women are almost too embarrassed to say that they're in the tech space. But now more and more, as we speak about it, as we create awareness about it, there's more meetups, there's more opportunities within hackathons for women to participate and really show up and show that we are in this community. But we still have a long way to go, right? We still have a pipeline that we need to create. We still have to go into disadvantaged communities and make sure that little girls don't get left behind just because they don't know that this is a career they can pursue in the future.
Yeah. Now, you talk about creating a website, a game, or a mobile app, and to address a world challenge. Who decides about the challenge? Is that the unknown thing? What are the kinds of challenges that might face prospective individuals who want to take part in this challenge?
Yeah, so the challenges themselves have not been revealed yet. It's everything around the UN Sustainable Goals, but we know that there's 17 goals, and within it we'll define a board challenge. So then the teams, it'll be up to them to decide which goals they'd like to tackle, for example, gender equality, and how do they do it within a local context? How do you do it within your community? You know, so that's for the weekend, because you don't want them starting to work on the solution before, you know, the hackathon starts. That's the fun of it, getting there, getting a solution, and seeing what you can come up with within the 48 hours.
Really exciting. Now, you're doing this in partnership with others.
Yeah, so we've got a whole lot of partners within that are doing similar things as GoCode. We also have corporates that have come on board because they also need to absorb this talent at the end of it. So it's not just, again, you know, come and have fun, but also we want to ensure that these girls get absorbed into companies. One of our partners is Workshop 17 at VMA Fund, and they'll be, you know, giving us the venue for that weekend so that the girls in Cape Town can participate.
Wonderful. Now, this is going to take place in Joburg, but you're wanting to bring it to Cape Town.
Yeah, that's definitely. So this year is actually the first year where we bring it in Cape Town as well as Joburg over the same weekend, which is pretty cool because it's just going to create so much awareness and also create that networking between the girls this side and in Cape Town. So we're definitely doing it in Cape Town, as I just mentioned, at the Workshop 17 on VMA Fund. And we've got also local partners there, like, you know, Amazon Web Services, which many people don't know actually was started in Cape Town. Now it's this global company part of Amazon. So, you know, so that's the innovation you're looking for. We want to show these girls you can do this. You can come up with solutions that can become big billion-dollar companies.
So if people want to enroll or take part in the pre-hackathon training, how do they get hold of you?
Yeah, so everything is on our website, which is gocode.co.za. They can follow us on all our social media handles, which is gocode_za. All our information is always publicized, and they can apply and come to the workshops and come to the hackathon. There's so much more that we're doing. Yeah.
Sandile, thank you for your time on Cape Talk.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.